And welcome back to Rosie on the House. This morning, we're this morning's Arizona Magazine Hour. We call it the Arizona Magazine
Which
Hour.
Which it should be, right?
And so it was only appropriate to bring in the editor of Arizona Highways, Mr. Robert Steve.
Now, you asked Robert about his favorite hike, and did you notice he never answered that question?
So I know.
I'm thinking maybe he doesn't share that information.
You don't think he likes to share?
Maybe that wasn't cool for you to ask.
He wouldn't
be
the editor of Arizona Highways Mag. Oh, he probably has. He probably has a few secrets he keeps from us. But he sends photographers to take pictures of all of his favorite places,
and they can't keep a secret to save their lives. So.
Right. So what was your favorite most recent hike?
Well, the one I just did not too long ago, I hiked into a place called Pump House Wash. So your listeners who are familiar with that gorgeous drive through Oak Creek Canyon, if you're heading north and right before you hit those switchbacks that go up and eventually go up to Flagstaff, right at the bottom of the switchbacks there's a little bridge, and there's a slot canyon there to the right called Pump House Wash. And typically, it's more of a place that backpackers go because you can make a multi-day trek through there and hit a couple of other side canyons up in that area. But I'd seen photos, you know, you point out from photographers, and one of our photographers had showed me some of his images from in there, and I was like, wow, I've never been up there because the parking is hard and tricky, but you know, the best things are usually worth a little bit of effort. And so it's the way I would describe it. It's like West Fork of Oak Creek, which is the busiest trail in Coconino National Forest. It's got the same kind of beauty as that trail, but absolute solitude. You'll most definitely not see anybody in there with you, and it's mostly boulder hopping, but
it's a bit steeper. Than
it's a little steeper, right? And there is no established trail, so you know if you're going out and you're sort of a novice hiker and you like that security of seeing an actual footpath, this wouldn't be for you. But you can't get lost because the canyon walls are very narrow, and you know, unless you're Spider-Man, you're not going to veer off on this trail. But it's a spectacular spot, and we actually feature it in our October issue because there's a lot of oaks and things in there, of course, so it'll be really beautiful in the fall.
And the trailhead parking for that?
There's one spot when you're coming down the switchbacks, and so you have to catch it coming from north to south. Otherwise, there's a little recreation and campground area about half a mile south of the trailhead, and that's the best place to park. And we kind of spell it all out in the magazine.
Very good. Well, you've got, like I say, in the last year, the collector's edition. Mm-hmm. Now we've got these covers available in some wallpaper posters.
Yeah, we've created posters which are available already on our website. Not the ones that haven't come out yet, but they're all available as posters. They're going to be postcards. Once the 12th one is done, we're going to have a 12-pack available in time for the holidays. And we expect that we'll be doing fine art prints of these things as well. So we're going to get a lot of mileage out of these.
Well, go ahead.
This is anybody who goes on the site will get a lot of miles out of it. You could do all your Christmas shopping right there. The posters are beautiful. You could have one framed, and then all the books that you have. You know, if you want to get somebody to come out and visit, or you just know somebody who just loves Arizona.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you mentioning that. Yeah, we've got guidebooks for just about everything. You know, whether it's fishing, hiking, camping, scenic drives. We have a new wildlife guide that came out in the last year, and so you know, we kind of call it our box set. And we're working on a new book called the Arizona Guidebook, and it'll eventually have part one and part two. So it's going to be very scenic and kind of talk about. We're starting with sort of the northern half of the state, so that'll be coming out. And we've got a new book coming out for the centennial of Grand Canyon National Park, which will be in 2019. So, yeah, we keep it busy with the books.
Well, y'all are so much more than just the magazine, and I have to confess that I did not know the website very well, but in preparing for today's visit, I did go on the website last night. And if y'all haven't been there, arizonahighways.com, they have a tab, Explore, whether you want to go hiking, camping, scenic drives, or area attractions. And you can take this website and basically build out an itinerary for a trip anywhere in the state. They have a tab, Eat and Sleep.
which we all need to do every day.
Well, what's really cool, though, is that if you like hiking, they give a complete – well, first, there's a beautiful photo, and so you kind of get a sense of the terrain you're going to be covering, and then they give an in-depth account of what it's going to be like. So, and then it tells you how, you know, elevation and basic things like, can you bring dogs, horses, what do you need? But just the description, I think, is worth, you know, a lot.
If you click on explore, click on hiking, the very first trail mentioned is Inner Basin Trail.
Mm.
Now, that's going to be a trail worth being on here in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, I get asked these questions a lot about what's your favorite place, what's your favorite hike, what's your favorite, you know, Quiet Meadow, and the Inner Basin Trail, which is, again, for your listeners who might not be familiar, it's up near Flagstaff, up in the San Francisco Peaks, and it's sort of on the, it goes into what would have been the center. That all those mountains up there used to be one giant volcano, and over time has sort of turned into a collection of smaller mountains, but the Inner Basin Trail basically goes into what would have been the heart of that volcano, and honestly, it's like you're in the Swiss Alps or something when you're up on that trail. You've got these gorgeous aspens, and as you point out, Rosie, and I mean, in a not too long, in September probably, late September, those aspens will be looking beautiful.
That would make a beautiful, beautiful hike. Then you've got Oak Trail listed. You've got Old Baldy Trail, Los Burritos Trail, Aspen Peak Trail. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. There is it. If you're, when we have winners that win our Arizona staycation, they periodically will call me and say, "Well, what do you recommend?" And then I try and dig into where in Arizona have you seen, where haven't you seen. Well, now I know. I'm just going to take them to ArizonaHighways.com and say, get on the site. Let's talk our way through it. Most of these places I know something about. Mm-hmm. I'll give you some additional input on it, and then you can decide where you want to go. Here this morning with Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere as we're talking getting out and enjoying the great state of Arizona. I think we'll go to the eat and sleep tab next.
Oh, good.